T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
It's No One to Hump Day on Valentine's Day here on the Hillman Morning Show. And our intent this morning is to help you out if you're somebody who is on the dating scene and you're not necessarily finding the people that you want to find out there and things are tough for you. You have no one to hump today. And Julie is here. How do I say your last name?
Nashawati.
Okay. Julie created this app because she almost ended up in a serious relationship with a bank robber.
What?
Which LB said would actually be a good thing because you'd have cash available.
Well, but tough times, you know. Yeah. He just heads out with the ski mask on.
I think there's
back
only like $3,000 in banks these days now. That's nothing.
Yeah, that's true. Plus the... You're a bit of an uptalker.
I mean, I can tell.
So tell me about dating this guy and then tell me about the app.
Okay, so the actual story. I didn't actually go on a first date with him. I had been dating all these different people. They were all lying about stuff.
And you meet him on Tinder or like...
The different, like, whatever sites. OkCupid. I met this particular one on OkCupid and I was like, you know, I should probably do my due diligence on this one. So it's just the first name and phone number. I looked him up and it was the headline, "Wig Wearing Bank Robber Finally Arrested." And I sent...
Oh my God.
So I sent it to him.
I know that chin.
So I sent it to him and I was like, "Is this you?" And he's like, "Oh, how'd you find my last name?"
Oh my God.
"Dude, what are you doing?" He's like, "Is our date off?" I'm like, "Yeah, dude, our date's off."
Yeah.
He's
like, didn't go out on the date with him?
No, so I ended up like dodging the bullet and it was an alleged bank robbery.
He was out awaiting trial. I like when people say alleged.
Did he say,
"Can we go out if I'm found innocent?" No. Like, did he say, "If I'm not convicted?"
He did end up saying, like, "Let's definitely grab a drink." And I was like, no.
Yeah.
So
does he only go on dates like at restaurants that are near banks in case he needs to rob one at the end of the day? Yeah.
Pay for dinner?
Yeah. He told me he robbed the bank because he was getting married and he had to pay for his wedding.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Wow, what? I mean,
oh my God.
Chivalry is not dead.
No,
chivalry is not
dedication.
Dead. Now, when you go on a date with him and he's paying, do the bills have like blue dye on them? Okay. So you decided that you were going to create this app.
Yes.
Because people are meeting on Tinder and other sites. You've been on every site, right?
Pretty much.
And you only know like what the person looks like and
what they want to tell you.
Yeah.
So I created a service as a compliment to all the dating sites that if you meet someone on any of these sites, you're going to have a first name and phone number. And then you come to us and with just that, we can tell you literally everything about their online presence.
And you people act like I'm a creep when I try to do that.
This is right
this
up
is
your
genius.
Alley.
Right I love it.
This is right up your alley.
There's your vice president over there.
Yay, you're hired.
This is right up your alley.
Awesome.
So, I mean, since then, I've been finding catfish, married people. Last week, there was a guy, it was a funny one, had just created a GoFundMe page asking for $40,000 because his wife and kids had just left him. And he was homeless. And this woman was
"Can
you check out my date for me?" And I'm like, "Here's this GoFundMe page. Please do not date him." So, I mean,
like, cancel that.
I mean, so you find like...
Oh, domestics.
Like,
I mean...
Like domestic abuse.
Abuse, assaults.
Yeah. Any of those people working for the White House currently? Or okay. Domestic assault. People who are married.
It's the whole gamut. I mean, arrests, DUIs, bankruptcies. I mean, not like, and then, you know, you go to the deed of their house and then you see that they're still on there with their wife from like a refi 30 days ago.
That's why you gotta make your life public. You know, that's why I don't lie.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's the thing. Just don't lie.
Don't lie.
Yeah. Don't try to get away with something.
You know, you never know. I mean, it's about quantity, you know, and not the one quality try.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
At some point, some chick's going to say, "Yeah, I don't care if you're married," and I'll never say anything. And you're like, boom, you're golden.
Exactly.
How does one, because a lot of women are texting, I think it's mostly women, although guys probably,
guys absolutely
do use the service. How do they get the service and how much does it cost?
They go to AskAste.io and the service is $30 with a 24-hour turnaround.
Okay.
Because you're actually hiring a human. It's not one of those people search bars where you put in someone's name and then an algorithm runs through the deep web, blah, blah, blah. So you actually hire a human person on my team that does the search.
That's cool.
A woman who's texting in says it's basically like Carfax for men.
Yes.
That's basically
show me
basically
the date facts.
And how do you end up, like, if people are using burner phones or things like that, like, how do you end up tracking them?
Burner phones are tough, but a lot of the times men aren't smart enough to use them. Women are.
Yeah, they're sloppy. Men are sloppy.
Somebody is texting in and asking if they're watching The Town. This sounds exactly like the plots of The Town. She had that. Yes. She had that. You were almost her.
I was almost The Town.
You were almost The Town. Yeah.
Ben was hotter, though.
Yeah.
But.
So what percentage would you say of, I'll just use women, who have met a guy online, whether it's OkCupid or Plenty of Fish or any of the Tinder or any of those apps, what percentage find out something from you that deters them from dating
50%.
That guy? 50%.
Wow. 50%. So 50% are coming back as like no red flags. There's nothing out there.
Wow.
Which also doesn't mean that there's not something wrong with them.
Right.
And I also don't say date or don't date because, you know, maybe you're into like a rock collection that he has or like the weird stuff that people do.
Yeah.
So if that's up your alley, go get him.
Yeah.
But 50% of people actually, there's a small red flag or a big red flag.
Oh, all right. Well, for us, it's No One to Hump Day. There are a lot of people who are very happy today, but there are also a lot of people who are doing what you were doing. And are trying, I mean, the dating apps, the hookup apps, the dating websites, that's how people meet each other now.
Yeah.
And so you don't know anything about them unless you go and use your app, your
service. And, you know, if you don't use mine, just do your due diligence yourself. Like, you need to protect yourself out there. There are so many horror stories. The crimes are getting worse. It's now there's a crime reported every 3 hours from these dating apps.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, I've gotten down the rabbit hole of these statistics that blow my mind.
Can I ask a question? Yeah. How many like dating apps? I like the dating sites. How many are there?
I think there's one point I saw something was over 10,000 because they're so easy just to turn on a button and all of a sudden you have an app for clowns or an app for, you know, whatever you're into.
Pastors.
But Match.com bought most of them at this point.
That's crazy, though.
And at the same time, all the people that you see on these apps are on the next app, on the next app, on the next app. So they're all the familiar faces across. So everybody's on all these apps doing the same thing.
Now, I have to ask, because all of the men who listen to the show are texting in.
Okay.
Do you have someone to hump? Did you meet somebody? Because they all want me to Snapchat you, and they want me to, I mean, what's your...
I am single.
You are?
I am
single. Right. Very cute.
Can I do
very
a little snap? Hold on a second. I'm gonna, because I gave out my Snapchat earlier.
Okay.
Which I've been holding away from these people for a long time.
Right. Are we live on Snapchat?
We are live right now on Snapchat.
Hi.
All right. Hi.
Hi, I'm Julie.
So, all right, I'll share that on Snapchat, and I'm 005, but it's the words 00,
right,
and check. The number 5. All right, and the good thing is, I was going to say it's the bad thing, but really the good thing is you'll know anybody who wants to date you, you'll know everything about them the second that they interact with you.
Pretty much. There was this one guy, though. He tried to be like, oh no, I'm totally fine. You can Google me, blah blah blah, like run your service. And I finally agreed to a date, and right before I was like excited for the date, I was like, yeah, as long as you are who you say you are. And he's like, oh, there is one thing.
Oh boy.
And I was like, why? And he goes, I'm in an open marriage. And I was like, dude,
I can't.
So you just would punch yourself in the face.
Yeah, like I'm
going to go. You'll get hammered by yourself.
At least he waited until the last minute to bring that up.
I know. Yeah. I hung out with my cats instead.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
way more fun that way.
That's what Danielle does. I have an important question. Do you have a name and a phone number on the Rose delivery guy?
I have a name. I don't have a phone number.
I'll find him anyway.
Okay.
Let's talk.
Okay. Yeah.
Because Danielle got a delivery of 4 dozen roses and the balloons from a guy who listens. From a listener.
Okay, that's not a red flag.
That's the fourth delivery of roses in the last 3 weeks.
Like, yeah. It's, like my last month.
Oh my God.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, yeah. We need to do a background check.
Yeah, let's find him.
All right. Well, good job. Great job by you.
Thank you.
Good luck finding somebody to hump.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Somebody who went to high school with you texted in and said, congratulations on all your success.
Thank you. So, thank you, everybody. All right.
Happy Valentine's Day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.